happens, but we appreciate that sometimes you give one and one come to us. Maybe it's not always like that, but we do appreciate it, Deputy Minister.
Thank you so much.
We feel not having our mothers and fathers when we are not around, but we do understand that this work, as I was just saying, that we are all leaders of all benefactors, that all the weekends we start from there, and we do happy when everybody is with us. Honourable members, let me also say that the Deputy Minister and all the members would love the Deputy Minister to start as a committee, a Deputy Minister, to also be on the ground if we can, to characterize this Netball Fridays. As you have seen in our program, that we have invited the Netball and this LOC, we did feel that there's a lull, and we want a vibe that really the Netball is coming to our country. So as we've started, some of us visiting schools with the parliamentary team, they are ready to in fact around and outside in Cape Town, that we must prioritize this Friday netball. But the problem, we are going to short the M of the T-shirts, because as you are aware, that it was this committee who wanted that the department must do as 2010 has done. And we are aware that the T-shirt was given to our political heads in Parliament. But the reality is that we're not yet all in Parliament, and most of the time we don't have plenaries on Fridays. So people and some of us as members have felt that this vibe we don't hear. We'll ask I'm asking on behalf of the committee that if it can happen, that each member of this committee must have maybe, I don't know how many T-shirts, in order that we must go all out. We must visit even the rural club of netball to be there, seeing to do something for this. We'll appreciate. But also I think nationally, international, our teams now, some are losing, some are not losing. But sometimes it's not nice that you're seeing that it's rapid this side, it's tennis. But we do see girls, they are struggling, but we are proud of all the support calls of AMA women. They are part of the challenge. On those words, I'm welcoming everybody who is in this meeting. Let me now get apologies. In fact, before an apology, maybe let me check the introduction or as I've done. Yes, I'm in apologies. Can we have the apologies, Jabu?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, all members. We have an apology from the Minister Chair. The Minister is part of the delegation, the President's delegation, on a state visit to Nairobi, which will end on the 10th of November. He's also indicated that while he's in Kenya, he will also meet his counterpart to sign the Memorandum of Understanding in the field of sport and recreation, as well as an agreement on the audiovisual corporation. That's the apology. Madam has sent a study leave apology, but I see she's on the platform, Chair.
Okay, thank you for that. Maybe it's going to be in and out. Any other apology, maybe amongst us members? Thank you, honorable members. Can I propose now the adoption of the agenda? Honorable Zondi.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to honorable members, and to you and to the Deputy Minister. Mm-hmm. I propose that we take the agenda presented to us.
Thank you, honorable member. Honorable Adams. Honorable Adams.
Good morning to all. Good morning, can you hear me, Chair?
Yes.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. I second on the proposal for adoption. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. The agenda is accepted. Now, honorable members, can we ask the GM to give some bottles leading in the presentation that you are going to have today from the department? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning to you and the honorable members. And before I came to the person who's leading, I heard what you said about the netball, and I think I fully agree with you. And we appreciate the fact that honorable members want to assist to make sure that there is some rubber room, so to speak, about netball in the country. I want to commit that I'll try and assist the portfolio committee in terms of the T-shirt, even if they might not be as many as you would want it, because it's never enough. But we will also try and speak to Netball South Africa as well, if we can get probably a program, and said, if we know that honorable members will be activating somewhere, and then have some members of Netball to be part of that activation, we really would appreciate. Thank you so much, honorable Chair. I'll hand over to the officials of the department, and as usual, Chair, you would know that I'll come then at the end after the discussion. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, ATM. Thank you, Ifeanyi, with this response, appreciating on behalf of our committee. We'll do so, ATM. Is HDG with us today?
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Thank you to all the honorable members of the committee, and greetings also to my Deputy Minister. Yes, I'm here, I've shown my face, Chairperson, I'm wearing a tie and a shirt.
Thank you, and
we're being led by the Deputy Minister, as you have seen. And also we have Minister Special Advisor, Mr. Tobiyam Zashe. And I also have with me Mr. Israel Mukwame, who is our CFO. We have also Mr. Spusiso Zanyane, who is the Director of Public Entities and Oversight. We also have Ms. Nobukova Namalepe, who is the Director in the DG's Office. We also have Mr. Simeon Kalulu, in the ministry, as well as Mr. Sibuile Watani, who is also in the ministry. The Chair, those are the members of the delegation that have come to meet with themselves, and also to indicate, Chairperson, that the person who will be leading the presentation today is our CFO, Mr. Israel Mukwane. Thank you,
Chairperson. Thank you, honorable members. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ethan. Thank you for taking all the relevant persons to come and do this work. CFO?
Good morning, honorable Chair, honorable members, DM and acting DG. I'll be taking through the presentation as reflected on the screen. I'll go straight to the background.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning, Leba.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Next slide, Ms. Bo. Busiso, next slide.
Yes, I'm on the slide with background. I'm not sure whether it's a delay.
Oh, okay. No, it means it's a delay. I'll run quick on my side, then you'll follow. Thanks very much. This one is about the brief on the issue of the shortfall of our museum. COVID-19 did affect the museum in terms of our sector, and then because of that, there was a serious financial strain concerning the revenue that was supposed to be generated by our public entities, and the issue of that the sector was closed, so they could not get revenue from visitors. And also the issue of, there were two affected, or Baker affected, because everyone was affected. But Robben Island was severely affected because it was now starting affecting their obligation on a monthly basis to pay what is due to the suppliers. And then the Zogo Museum also was badly affected. Let's move to the next slide. We see that in terms of the ratio of asset versus liabilities, we are sitting at the 0.6. And then go to the next slide, please. And then the intervention that we have come up as a department, we have then requested that the shortfall that is there, Treasury to assist us with the financial intervention on that. And because of that, for the Robben Island, we did receive about 20 million. And then for the Zong and South Africa, we then received 17 million. And all that money was received in March this year, 2022. And the progress has been monitored in terms of the report, in terms of that money, how it's spent, to make sure that the money goes to what the two entities said they are short policy. Next slide. And then we'll go to the financial position of all the heritage institution. Out of about 14, 12 are sitting on the good financial position, and the two are the ones that are not sitting well in the good financial position. So the acceptable ratio is 1.5 to 1 and 3 to 1. So if you are on that ratio, then it means your financial position is well, then you can able to exit for coming budgets. And then we have two that you are mentioning, the zone, because as you can see on this face that the zone was sitting at 0.18 in 2021 financial year, and sitting at 0.35 in 2021-22. And then KwaZulu-Natal and this year, it was 1:1, which is basically equivalent to assets versus liability. Check next slide. I'm not going to go line by line, but basically this is what is the status in terms of our heritage sector institution. Some of them you can see they are also below 1.5, as long as not one or 0.something, then you still have breaking even, but the break even also is a concern because it questions your existence moving forward. So as you can see, line number 3, you see your asset is about 9.2 million and your liability was 26 million, and then so it's sitting at 0.35. Even on the previous financial day, it was the same case. Next slide. Our long term, we'll go to the long term issues. As a department, we have taken a view that amalgamation of our public entities will assist us in terms of reducing the cost and including also saving. And that will enable us to make sure that even the oversight or governance structure within the entities are reduced structure like your boards, your audit committee, your risk committees, then we can able to cut those costs, including in terms of your operating these rentals, you know, water and electricity, because we are saying from where we said of 28 entities that we have, including the sports sector entities, we want to remain with only 9. And that is an exercise that's ongoing. Then we'll, because of your CPA, it is where then we can approach National Treasury to assist us with the shortfall. And they have agreed on that one check. And because of that, at least they have committed that in the next financial year, they will allocate the following amount. For the financial year 2023-24, we'll get 32 million additional. And then for 2024-25, we'll get 33 million additional. And then 2025-26, we'll get 34 million. So that is in terms of the municipal rates and taxes. It will be covered in the coming financial year. We are still looking with the current financial year of 2022-23. We're in discussion with Treasury, maybe to shift funds somewhere so that we can be able to assist those entities with the shortfall. And then also what we have done, we have also made a request to National Treasury on the operating lease of the building that are occupied by our public entity in terms of also, because there's also a gap there for the shortfall in that one also. So we have already started those discussions for the assistance. Next slide. In terms of the repatriation of 21 million, as you know, the project is on hold. What we have done currently, we have received and approved 5 million from that 22 million, which now 17 million is remaining. And that 5 million went to Smart City Project, that is in the Eastern Cape, and then has been approved by National Treasury. As you know, that 22 million was the earmark fund. So for you to reprioritize that budget, you also need the National Treasury approval for that. And also the other one, the other remaining 17 million will be reprioritized, but not only for finding a museum, but other things. That will be the end of my presentation. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you so much, Mr. CFO. What's going on in my closet? Do you hear me? Hello?
Yes, Chair.
Oh, okay. Acting DJ?
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think that the presentation is done by the CFO. I really agree with this. I don't have any additional information to make other than to indicate that our project of doing the amalgamation, we are of the view that it will really assist us in reducing costs for government issues like duplication of boards, so many boards, many audit committees, many risk management committees, because those on their own, they take a lot of money. And we would like that amalgamation process would ensure that more money gets invested in the core business of the institution. So that's the only elaboration that I've got that to say.
Thank you, DJ. Honorable members, already I'm raising hands. Thank you so much. Now is your time, honorable members. Honorable Mshlongo, honorable candidate, honorable Zondi, honorable Denise, in that order, honorable members. Thank you so much. Honorable Mshlongo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning. Deputy Minister, you are a minister today. We are going to call you Deputy Minister. Acting DG and colleagues, but nonetheless, Chairperson, I welcome the presentation. Chair, it's not on a lighter note. I want to thank the Department for support the gay constituency, even the Deputy Minister.
No, Chair, just tell me the government is a country. We are just touching it. We are just cutting. I know. Are you in a load shedding?
Yeah, we didn't hear you, Member Mslongo.
Yes. We don't hear you properly, Honorable Mslongo. I'm suspecting that where he is in these days, it seems not to be clear, and it's almost every day. I don't know what's going on. Honorable Mslongo,
can you be sure?
Yes. Hey, I'm suspecting these days, I don't know whether we have changed venue where we are staying, or is this problem? Or you visited another family member. If this is a strike and this is not said week, you are always cut. Maybe it's not said, and I don't know. Can you start again, Honorable?
Oh, apologize. The mission going here, I wonder, was I audible? I was saying, let me thank the department for saying yes. This is going to remember to us as a constituency, especially to the acting DG. And to the deputy minister, you must be promoted to be a minister. But thank you for your service, Mr. Priyona, and I believe this service is all artists, all sectors, all beneficiaries of this portfolio committee can get the service that I got. I think we'll go far. But whatever that you do it for the country, and we'll make sure we do it successfully.
Sir,
so I
also
Chairperson?
Yes,
Mr. Let me ask the question, Chair. I wonder we've been audible, but nonetheless, let me ask
you were.
Okay. The first question, Chair, I think it shows which is the department must plan better. Now, if you can have entities that towards the end of the financial year they don't have money, it shows good they don't plan better. And in future, all entities and the department plan better. I think it must be advised, Guti. You can speak of the ratio. I saw one of the entities has more than 1.1 ratio, 0.21 ratio. It has 8. Now, it shows Guti. I think things are not done according to other entities. And I think the projection of ratios must be what you do on your left, you do it on your right. So I wanted to find out where the presenter at the project is on hold. English is not my mother tongue. What do you mean? It's on hold or it has been canned? The 22 million project, you said it's on hold. Can you explain in details what do you mean when you say it's on hold? And Chair, I wanted to find out, yes, there's a lack of revenue in other entities because of COVID and other issues. But what is the strategy for the department to make sure that they increase revenue in those entities? And the issue of liquidity, what are the plans to remediate the situation in the near future? Because I think you stated here on the presentation that this is not the first, even previous years, the same issue came out. What are the plans going forward to avoid the same issue, liquidity? I'm not happy with the response from the DG and the presenter. Amalgamation, when are you going to implement the amalgamation of all entities? You're saying it's ongoing. I'm not happy with the ongoing issue. Give us the ETA. What is the planning going forward? That within 6 months this will happen, within another 6 months this will happen. I think we need an action plan that is actively, that we'll be able to proceed for ourselves to monitor the progress of the white paper and the implementation thereof. Thank you very much for now.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mslongo. Honorable Sundate.
Thank you,
Chairperson, and thank you also for the presentation. From my side, I would like to know the feasibility study. Is that slide 9 by the department to commission this amalgamation process? If that can maybe be made available to the committee. I agree with Honourable Tempo. I also want to know when the process will be of the public entities, when this will happen. If it says that it's a long term, but are there time frames connected to this this process? And then I want to know if they can maybe give us more detail on what entities will amalgamate. That can also be might be in the feasibility study, I'm not sure. I also want to know whether proper consulting was done or were done with the public to ensure that those entities put together will be functional together. But I do agree the amalgamation process may save a lot of money. But my question is how achievable will it be? Will it be able, will it work? Will it work? That is my main question. If they can just give us more information on that, and maybe if they don't have it at hand, I would have thought that we would have received that information while it's mentioned, so that we can maybe at least have a look at it. But I will appreciate if they can also then just send it to us. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honourable Sonia.
Yes, sir, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Firstly, Chair, we welcome the presentation from the department. And the first one, Chair, prioritization of museums in terms of this prioritization program, though it's not a big budget, it's small compared to the challenges facing the department that was created by COVID. But the first thing is that prioritizing these museums that were hit by COVID, I think it will assist the department in saving jobs and also create more jobs, because the more the museums are stable financially, it will create, will save the job and create more jobs moving forward. I think the that one, Chair, is supported. The second one, Chair, is amalgamation. Ask the question when the details of the amalgamation program. Because it's a long term program, a long term plan. Yes, I had the same question on because the amalgamation chair, it is supported because it will reduce many challenges that are faced by so many entities. As I went away in Joburg, Chair, we visited in Joburg. I criticized the department, the management of the department, on how they manage some of the entities, how they manage well some of the entities, and how they are failing to manage some. Dr. Kumalo tried to respond, but outside the meeting, she took his time to respond in detail on how many challenges are they facing in the department on each and every entity. He made an example of some that the department they appoint different characters of people who are something else before they are appointed and something else when they are appointed. And he went on some of the institutions that are facing challenges mentioned some of the challenges. I understood at the end of the day. And when the issue of amalgamation came up, reducing some of these entities to one center, it will assist the department in managing them well. You remember, Chair, we had a proposal of reducing the municipalities. I remember, I'm just making an example of many entities versus few entities, but better managed. The issue of municipalities, many municipalities in the country. Then we said, if we can manage, if we can reduce these many municipalities, they create many challenges, even the issue of regionalism. But if you amalgamate them and manage them well, it reduces some of the challenges that are in the administration. But the amalgamation, it is a process so that we reduce the challenges. But I also want you to know, when are they intending to complete? Is it this term? Or is it they will complete the amalgamation towards the end for the next term? Because it can be a 1 year issue, because amalgamation involves a lot of things, contracts of the management of these entities come to handy. We can't just say it should be a month, it should be a year. It will take years, not months, because even the issue of budget from the issue. But I would like to know, it might not be today, it shall be. But we wish to know your plan. When are you planning, when are you intending to complete this amalgamation? That will not be the department management. But last one, Chair, is the issue of the forward planning. I think forward planning is always spot on in terms of why you're dealing with the challenges that might have in the coming financial year. If your financial issue of forward planning is to put, it would be easy to deal with challenges before they rise in 2022. But it is always a fantastic good initiative. In the Kalangai of the show, the voting line is 21 million. It's very, compared to all these issues we are raising, 21 million is too small, but it is about to change. Thank you very much.
Next, Honorable Sundi, Honorable Dennis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to the Deputy Minister and all the departmental officials and colleagues. Chairperson, I would like to I'll switch off my video camera. I would like to start off with a question about own revenue in the background slide. We all understand with the impact of COVID-19, but I want to know if the struggling entities have put on new targets for own revenue, and what percentage of that budget is own revenue, because for me it's important that they have that, otherwise they will just work on a hope day to day or year to year hope basis that the visitors will increase and own revenue will increase. But setting a target there and working out a plan towards their target is for me more helpful for the entity to help itself, those who are struggling. In particular, two examples. The one is Robben Island Museum, the Chairperson, and in the Zico Museums, where the walk-in tourism is important. For example, at Robben Island Museum went from, I remember, 322,000 to almost zero. And because of the international tourist And I've written a question to the department to ask what was their marketing plan going forward for local tourists to come into Robben Island and local museums. Chairperson. On the other question, I would like to know the 20 million on the interventions. The 20 million, I think to them or to the entities. I just want to confirm this. I said 20 million to them, but I want to know, Chairperson, the additional money that we see from National Treasury, additional money to the struggling entities, and the amount that the department is giving to the entities in addition to what they received planned for this financial year. I would like to see that two amounts from National Treasury and from the department, additional amounts to the struggling entities. Chairperson, I support the questions by members on the long-term plans, the amalgamation, consolidation of the entities, and particularly the question raised about the feasibility study by Member Veronica, or the recommendations as the word that I saw. Yes, the sooner we can have that report, the better, because the departments have settled now in the amalgamation itself. And now we can start focusing on the entities. And Chairperson, then my second last point of the buildings, or rather I want to make a point on the leases of the buildings, as was stated. The type of buildings, the size of the buildings, the market prices, the on the valuation of the market prices, the square meters used by the entity, all that should be inclusive on the amalgamation process, which you can see if all the money is spent well, where the buildings are leased. I think that's the point I wanted to make. So that we are having a building and a type of building that is in line with the work that the entity is doing, that we do not pay for extra space or for extravagant buildings that look like hotel buildings. And then I support the question raised by Member Mshlongo that asked if that 22 million monumental flag project was put on hold or cancelled. I think there's a bit of confusion in this presentation. But I would like also to know, in addition to the question, the money that is not spent, I think that is what we would like to know, because there's other projects on the flag that needs to be promoted. So if the department can tell us what are they intend doing with that money that is not spent, now that the project is cancelled, in my view, as per the minister and the president or the cabinet. And then, Chairperson, my very last point is the slide that was put up on showing the ratio. For me, it's under the financial slide. It's a very new format of presenting. I didn't understand it fully, I must admit, until the official have given a little bit of information, but I need a lot more to understand. To understand that. I'm not sure, Chairperson. I need to know a lot more to understand that slide helping us, because I want to link that information to what is the role of internal audit and the audit committees with that kind of information, or other internal sections in the department that evaluate the work of our department. But yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity, Chairperson. I'll stop you for now.
Thank you, Honourable Justice Dennis. Honourable Stevie.
Thanks, Chairperson. Morning to everyone. Thanks for the presentation. I think the most of the questions has been covered by the previous speakers. But on the issue of the project, it has been expected that the project is on hold. Shlomo has partly covered me, but for how long will it be on hold? The last question, beyond the financial risk, what other risks engulf New Zealand and how is the department responding to them to ensure the sustainability of New Zealand? I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Masengose.
Madibulise, ndikindimlo kwi committee na ku department ubingana nayo. Ikala ukuma
ngumlo emafondo lutho ngumlo.
Ngumlo. Chairperson, ngifuna futhi ndibulise kulolu jikelele lonke lapho emhlanganweni wabantu obaluleke kangaka. Ngiphinde futhi kubalingane bam apho kwi-portfolio committee yezemidlalo nenkcubeko jikelele. Ndiyabulisa. Let me welcome the presentation.
Why is order now? It's been too fair to...
No, it's border, border.
Department at large,
what are the liquidity ratio or the level of liquidity of the of the department's museum entities. And also I wanted to check and note the long-term intention to amalgamate public entities as per the recommendation of the feasibility study commissioned by the department. When will such a process be undertaken? And what are the projected reduction operating costs? I'm suspecting we'll all ask this question. And I thank you, honorable members. I'm referring now this back to DG and accordingly to the presenter. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I will take some of the questions and of course other colleagues are going to take them. Maybe let me concentrate on the one for amalgamation and also indicate to the Chairperson and other members what we have in mind in terms of taking the process forward. Currently we are finalizing the terms of reference for any organization that will help us to start that process, because it is a highly involved process, as Honorable Zondi has indicated, that it's not just a small process where you will then be tampering with the people's jobs and moving people around and all the rights people have in terms of also, you know, making their own representation. So we are finalizing the terms of reference, which should be out by February, and we want that outfit to start doing the work by April. Now, we will share with you what our members did in the feasibility study that was done, because it was then giving us all the possibilities that are there. Even the nature of amalgamation was actually being indicated there. At some point, they were looking also at the thematic approach that those museums that are dealing with the same kind of subject matter, we might then have to put them together. For instance, if you look at museums that are dealing with matters of resistance in the financial heritage, you're talking about Freedom Park, Robben Island, Luthuli, and all those museums, you might then cluster them together because at least they tell the same story. You might also look at those museums that are dealing with natural history. For instance, you would find some of them in the zone, and you might find them in Zingo. You might also look at the regional approach. Where are these museums? Can you look at the proximity of this museum and cluster them in accordance with that? So those were kind of possibilities that were being put before us. Now, you need an outfit, honorable members, that knows, that has dealt with institution building or institution making, that will understand what complexities are there when you are managing the institution, so that the process, as much as it might have its own complexities, but will be smoothened by that prior knowledge of having been there, of having done that kind of work. So that's how I approach the issue of the amalgamation. Of course, Honorable Zondi, as you have correctly indicated, we can only adopt an incrementalist approach, which is slow, but ensuring that we know that at some point we will then just finalize this process. Because rushing it might also have its own implications, negative implications. Now, the issue of the flare, the monumental flare, maybe it's a question of how it's been
improved. But this project has been stopped. So we are prioritizing, for instance, for 2022-2023, there was 5 million that has been set aside, and for 2023 to 2024, it was 17 million. Now that the report is clearly indicating that we are already prioritized this 5 million for this year towards the smart city project, where we are auditing, and I'm sure that the honorable member are aware of the smart city, Eastern Seaboard, which moves from Durban towards the Eastern Cape. And we are doing the audit because that project has been tasked by the department to look at, in the development of that city, what kind of heritage resources lie along that route, so that we identify them. When that building of the smart city happens, we do not disturb the heritage that lies in that area. Already, we are moving towards a new direction. So there is no indication that that this project will be done anytime soon. It's closed. So we are utilizing the resources for funding now. Now, with regards to the institutions doing what strategy are institutions putting in place to ensure that they sustain themselves, we're dealing with institutions, the honorable members, that are different in shape and size, and some of them, they've got a lot of land that they make use of. For instance, I'll make an example. It's all used not to have much of the problem prior to COVID, because they were using their space very intensively. For instance, they've got a site which is called Pioneer Museum, which used to have, you know, on Friday and Saturdays, there would be markets for farmers to come and sell their fresh produce. And they would just earn a rent out of that. If you look at Robben Island, they really derive their income from the sale of tickets and the trips to Robben Island. And of course, with COVID, they were adversely affected. But that's one institution that has not been a problem to us in terms of that much of dependency, because they generated their income. So is this ego as well, because they experience foot traffic. If you go to this ego, you see that because of the nature of Cape Town, which is kind of a catchment area for tourists, so it benefits from that. But of course, with COVID, they were also faced with a similar situation. But also, just to say at a much more higher level, honorable members, we are working with the Department of Tourism. In fact, the MOU is in the making between the two departments, because they are aware of the fact that as the Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, we are carrying valuable products in the form of these institutions, the jewels that we have. But so that they are also wanting to work with us, so that when it comes to marketing and whatever brochures that they have, it's known that there are these institutions that can be visited by the tourists. But that has not been completed, as I say. It is in the making, and we think that we will benefit not just the museums, but also will benefit all other programs of the department. For instance, if you look at sports in this country, where there are big sporting events when you do the analysis of economic benefits afterwards, you realize that huge amounts of money is left in those areas. So those are the things that I just thought I must touch on, and my colleagues can come in and cover areas that I might not have covered. Thank you.
Thank you, DG. Any intakes from the collectives from the department?
No, thanks very much, Chair. I'll touch on the issues of revenue. The plan is that in terms of the revenue to be increased for all our public entities, we have requested that the CFO must at least try to come up with a plan, because they must also look at the future, not to be too much dependent on the department or the food treasury, because the cuts that we have experienced in terms of the economic situation of the country also tell you that as an entity, you really have to look at your own revenue for you to able to move forward. So we are going to be having the meetings with the CFO just to make sure that they bring the plan for us in terms of their strategy for their own revenue, and also where they've got challenges, maybe then we can able to know what root cause challenges are we dealing with, where we can able to assist in terms of through processes or additional fund through treasury. We'll be doing that for them, check. And then on the issues of the ratios, the expected ratio, ratio is basically you look at your asset versus your liabilities. And when your asset are less than liability, it will give you 0.something. If your asset and your liabilities are equal, then it will give you 1:1. So, but the acceptable one, that one will say is comfortable, is 1:5. That basically means your assets can able to generate enough income for you to become sustainable. So that is what I can explain more for Honorable Davis in terms of that. And also in terms of recovery plan, like I said, the plan was given, this will add more in terms of all these institutions, especially after the COVID, because everyone suffered then. Then the plan was requested for them, how are they going to be recovering, also avoid the similar situation in future, because we have to learn also from the COVID aside, and also to look at the issue of not losing jobs as we move forward. So the question for Honorable Adams, this ratio is based on high level, it's not including non-current assets, it's only looking at the high level current asset, which is your long term. So we didn't look at the, like I said, the high level. But as you know, moving forward also, as you do the ratio alone is not sufficient, because you still then have to look at the cash flow statement of those entities, because you may have big assets and lesser liabilities, but cash at hand is also very important. So there is one explaining to say what we did, this was more on the high level, just to have an overview to say which entities need immediate respond, so that we don't go to a situation where other entities can't pay their obligation in terms of what they need to pay, that is provided including salaries. I think again, you just covered the issue of the flag, the 20 million that went to Robben Island, it was based on the request, and this one was also based on the request that was given to us. So these are two institutions that literally request the additional fund for us, and this was then added to their allocation for that financial year, which it will be the financial year 21-22 that was ending in March. So that was the pressure for that year. So that's why I say currently we are also looking at this current financial year, because what Treasury has committed is the next financial year, not the current treasury in terms of the rates and taxes, because normally Treasury must give us the increase based on the inflation rate. So that was not catered, because like I said, of the issue of the economic situation in the country. So that is why then we are playing with them to ask it. But they did agree to say, look, for the next financial year, we'll then make a plan for you. But the current financial year, you really have to prioritize your budget and see how we can assist. So we'll be making that request to National Treasury to cover that. I think Busiso will add on the one that I've not touched yet. Thanks very much.
Good morning, Chairperson, Honorable Members, our Deputy Minister and Managers in the Department. Yes, I think most have been covered. It's just one issue that I think was asked by Honorable Adams in terms of the new targets on revenue. What I can say is that public entities do have targets in terms of own revenue generation. But for the next financial year...
Mom Kaula, don't disturb us, please. Go on.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. For the coming financial year, we just received the draft annual performance plan, and we are in the process of reviewing those to provide feedback to public entities. So those will be looked at and checked as to whether there are any adjustments that have been made, but also minding that there were the targets set at the beginning of the strategy, the five-year strategy, which are now being implemented through the annual performance plans, but we will also check that. The other issue in terms of revenue generation is the issue of marketing, where it is encouraged that entities must strengthen their marketing activities. We do also acknowledge that marketing is also costly, and it's not as cheap. So if you want to gain more, you have to really spend on marketing your products that you are offering. So that is one of the plans that the institutions are looking at going forward in terms of making sure that they get out of the wood in terms of financial challenges. And where there are issues of collaborations, yes, those are also encouraged, and some of the entities are doing that. For instance, like Robben Island, there are other tourism partners that they are working with to actually try and deal with the issue of recovery. There was a question which was relating to the ticket prices of Robben Island. And I think on that one, the ticket prices for Robben Island are on the website of the Robben Island Museum. I can just say the ticket prices for the locals is not the same as the international visitors. For the locals, an adult ticket fare for a ticket is 400 rand, and for a child is 210. International visitors pay 600, and adults 310. The child. There was also that walking tour that was introduced by the Robben Island, which was at the cost of 1,000 for locals and 1,000 for international visitors. But I must say that Robben Island is working in terms of looking at the issues of sustainability and recovery, as we have heard and all know that they were hit hard during COVID. So we are also following that, working with them to ensure that at the end of the day, whatever is done is done at the best interest of the Robben Island and also the visitors. I think, on that one, Mr. Neman did speak on the amalgamation, and I think there was a question on the issue of the projected operational costs which would arise from the amalgamation. But I think that one we'll be able to see that as we progress, because the feasibility study had some figures, and I think if we share it, members will begin to see how it was done and how those savings were calculated. Those could change because there were projected savings, but I think in the study you'll be able to see that one. And yes, as mentioned before, the time frame for the feasibility study, that we have estimated that it would not take less than 3 years to implement some of them, because others are to be amalgamated through a changing of their current founding legislations, whereby two entities are to be merged. I'm talking here, for instance, the entities like the NAC and the NMVF, where the feasibility study recommended that those be amalgamated. So that would require a legislative review process, which obviously will not take a short time. So that is where we are in terms of estimations, that maybe between a period of 3 to 5 years, we'll be able to see the recommendations maybe fully implemented by then.
much. Any intake from the department? If not, I'll be given to the deputy minister.
No, for now, Chairperson, we think we'll try to respond to
the question. Before the end, I'm the follow-up by Honorable Mshongo, before I'm given to UTM. Honorable Mshongo, Honorable Veronica. So,
thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I think we need a practical time frame, not within 3, 4, 7 years. I think a time frame says from now, within 6 months, we'll be doing X. After the 6 months, 2020, be doing Z. That's a time frame that is planned accordingly, and it must be monitored. Not to say 24 years' time it will be happening. When we approve the white paper, how long does the department try to implement what we've planned, we've approved? It will take 10 years, and others won't be even in Parliament. Now I'm saying good to you, the response that I'm getting, I'm not happy with. Because now and then the department, you must tell us, a plan has the beginning and the ending. And when you have the beginning, you tell us what is the first step. If it's consultation, as an example, after consultation, you start with 1 and 2, NAC and NYDF, just like that. Like, then give us a picture of, you know, it's in progress, it's ongoing, it's growth, it's, we cannot monitor it. Now I'm asking the department, so I'm saying in future, plan better. I think there's a lack of you understanding, and plan is a block. Another question which I wanted to find out, but I think DG to say it has been stopped. I'm happy with the project has been stopped, not put on hold. I think in future, all the presentation must be corrected, because this thing of putting on hold, we tend not to understand what there's a... Anyan Doche, I support it. I wanted to, that's my last comment, issues of T-shirt. I went to 2 members on the line, and I was told, I'm going to go to the city, and we need this netball T-shirt, but we have members who are not utilizing them. And I think I have a certificate as a member of portfolio committee, followed by the chairperson. Oh, now I'm the first one on the list and the chairperson of the committee. Others will fall behind. Thank you very much, Chair.
It's not nice to work at home. I'm trying not to have this noise. Thank you, Honorable Mshongo. The hands are now so many. It's Honorable Mshongo, Honorable Van Dijk, Honorable Joseph, Honorable Zondi, Honorable Makaula, in that order. Thank you, Honorable Members.
Thank you, Chair. Just for clarity, it was mentioned that our amalgamation process will be reducing the burden of governance and that the number of councils may be reduced. Can they just explain to me how will that reduce the workload in terms of the number of council meetings? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, for the second opportunity. I want just to get clarity on, in particular, Robben Island Museum. Remember we had this issue about staff and going to CCMA and all that during COVID period. So I wanted to know, were there any job losses at Robben Island? Or any other museums or entities that were critically facing job losses, were there any job losses, or were they able in their recovery plan to save all the jobs that were there before COVID? And then I wanted I heard explanation of the official on the 20 million to Robben Island, and I think it could be 17 million to Pisa. I wanted just to know if this money is coming from national treasury or was it just the approval of national treasury that was mentioned in the presentation that was needed? And if the money is coming from the department, then I would like to know, where is this money coming from? The 20 million to Robben Island and the 17 to Tsong. Because, I mean, to my opinion, there's no money lying around. So it must come from some programs and through variments and so on. So I just want clarity on that, Chairperson. I thought it was coming from National Treasury, but the way I understood the official, actually it's not. I just need to clarify that. Then, Chairperson, my last point is just a comment on the amalgamation and consolidation of the entities and the board and so on. I must say, Chairman, the most exciting presentations that I received in this committee was the amalgamation of, or learning experience that I received was the amalgamation of the two departments and all the processes that were given. But laid out in the steps that were taken, the time frames and all that. So there is an experience that we have on amalgamation. And I would like to, the department, as the other members have requested the department to present a plan to us in a similar format of the amalgamation of the departments, which was a very good experience. That, I think, would help me, would help us in trying to focus in a constructive way and all on the same page when you talk about amalgamation of entities. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Dennis, Honourable Van Dijk. Okay. Honourable Sons.
Come closer.
We can't hear you. Or can you use your radio voice? I don't know how you feel in the. Not really.
For now, it does not mean that we don't need it. South Africa is a community.
Yeah, understand which condition or what. It does not mean that we just throw it outside forever. No, it's not going to work again. Okay, two additional questions to this. The first one is with regards to the spending plan of the two museums that was given money this current financial year, Robben Museum and the Tsong Museum. Robben Island Museum was received 20 million and the Tsong Museum was...
Just a moment, I'm seeing the Umji girl with the cables and the tracksuit. Did you see that camera? I won't mention his name. Go on. Honorable members, so, please shut down your videos. I'm just saying, Umjita here with the cap and the tracksuit. Go on.
Yes, I just want the spending plan of these two museums. That's one question, Chair. The last and the second, Chair, is with regard to risk. Do entities of the department focus on developing finance reserves to mitigate risk? And does the department encourage entities to have reserves to mitigate against several risks?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm
not. Mama Kaula? Honorable Makaula?
Are you hearing me? Come along, baby. Mina benithe akasibuyele kancane nje kulezi zinto njengoba sikhala ngokuthi kugcina lana onke lezi zinto siyikhweshina ukuthi iy'mali zisenzeni kuphi kanjani. Ngenxa yale nto yama-DG ahlezi kuthiwa aya-ad, umbuzo wami le-portfolio committee ikuphi la sothola khona sekuthiwa nangu-DG usekhethweni. Ngoba lezi zinto zenza ekugcineni zigcine sekungamafeyila okusebenza e-portfolio committee. Okunye engifuna ukukhuluma ngakho, khona la besikhuluma khona la kuvela khona lo 17 million leso la okutholakala khona ukuthi akwaziyo ukuthi uqhamukaphi. Ezinye izinto efuna ukwazi ukuthi ziqhamukaphi lezi mali, ngabe ezomnyango or khona noyifakayo. Ngoba yingakho sinenkinga yokuthi izinto eziningi lana ziyenzeka, iy'mali ziyafa, kodwa ukuthi uma uphansa awuzitholi zenzeka because awukwazi ukuthi ubani uzo-akhawunta ngazo lezo mali. Yilokho Chairperson, ngixolisa ukungena ngisusa i-network la sengize ngathatha imoto ngaya kule ndawo engizothola khona.
Ngiyabonga mama.
Ngizoba nayo i-follow up ngoba I need the answer. Abayeke lapho ukuza kuthina lana kwi-portfolio committee bazosenza thina ama-rubber stamp. Kuyimanje njengoba ngikhuluma uma nawe sir, kunamambuzo okufanele ngiyibuze esingazi sayiphendula kubani ngoba asinayo i-DG committee, sinama-acting DG. Ukuthi yini inkinga sinjalo sinama-acting DG kodwa iy'mali zibe yiphuma zezi committee. Ngiyabonga. Thank you, sir.
Mama, ungumuntu ohloniphekileyo-ke wena and ungumuntu understandayo. Ngifuna ukukulungisa lani ukuthi mabayiyeke lapha.
Ngiyakwazi
wena umama sesizwini.
But kodwa siyamdinga uthisiwa ngempela nothi lama-acting. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Can I refer these follow-up questions back to you, Acting Dima?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members of the Committee and the Deputy Minister. I would just really give over to my colleagues, but maybe let me talk to my colleagues and show me what's saying about the plan. And what we have said as a department, the Honorable Members, and so is that from our side, analyzing the changes, we should be able to advertise in the month of February because everyone will now be back at work, and that by April, we should then be able to afford the company that will help us to deal with that type of amalgamation in the day-to-day business. And one of the things that we will demand from that particular company is a project, key project execution plan. That's the plan now that would clearly indicate from the beginning to an end, what time we need to amalgamate. So that's how I would like to respond to that. I just think that maybe that's maybe the CFO can then come in, or the issue of reduction of workloads during the amalgamation. I think that was a lot of good choices. maybe Honorable Veronica, the fund day. Here, if you look at the number of institutions that we have currently, they have boards. Each institution has its own audit committee, sometimes some of them risk and management committee. They also have CFOs. Now, if you start reducing things, it means you are not going to be having a number of CFOs. It will take into mean that you have got one entity, maybe, which has got five amalgamated entities with just one internal board, I mean, with one board committee. So if you look at the same thing, it's very huge because CFOs, CEOs come at a very big amount. So that's where we think we will be able to reduce expenditure. And council meetings, of course, council meetings, our legislative framework really just indicates most of them at least four times a year. Under normal circumstances, you would have four meetings a year of the council. But of course, if there are emergencies, that flexibility that they will make has to deal with whatever emergencies that they will be dealing with. So you can't then predict the number of meetings that the councils have because it will be dependent on the situation that institution will be dealing with. Maybe the CFO can then come in terms of, for instance, 20 million rand, so the island, 17 million rand, where should we go, where it was prioritized from, and any other matter that the CFO might have picked up to respond. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you.
Any intake?
Yeah.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. On the issue of the 20 million and 17 million that was paid in March, that was a reprioritization of the budget. There was an under expenditure of our infrastructure capital asset, and that money was wired to Program 4 with its own East and Robben Island. So the money was a departmental money that was not spent by the year, and then Treasury, of course, did approve because for you to fire that, you need Treasury approval because we are also increasing the allocation for a public entity for that financial aid. Thank you very much.
Any
intake?
Yeah.
On the matter, Chair, on the matter that was asked by Honorable Kaula, I think our Deputy Corporate Services responded to that question last week to say they are in that process of preparing the documentation to do the advertisement. I would like to move it and thank Jefferson. Thank you.
Thank you, DM.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm using my phone. I'm in Durban, so I'll request that, with your permission, I switch off the video.
Mr. Boni, let the end.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chair, for the questions and clarifications that have been asked by honorable members around the issue of the amalgamation. And I really want to appreciate the team from the department on how they have responded to these questions. And I just want to confirm, Chair, to you that the feasibility study report will be made available to your good selves. I'm sure the FTSBG will have that done even before the end of this week, because the report is there. It's just for to be shared with you. I think that will be done with immediately, because I think once that feasibility study report is made available, even some of the clarity questions that members are asking will be clarified better when they have the report with them. And on the issue of the plan, I think Acting Djindima, when he talks about the terms of reference, which will be completed by February, and the fact that then the team or the company will be appointed by April, I think what we then need to do, both as the department and the ministry, is to say, once that team is appointed, we need then to come back to the portfolio committee then to share the proper plan now of with the actual time frames, because those time frames now will be worked out by the team that will be appointed in April. I think that's what we just needed to be clarified clearly, so that everybody understands. So the clear time frames, we will come and table them or share with the portfolio committee as soon as the team is appointed in April, because they are the ones that they must work out the proper time frames. And I thought the acting DC had clarified clearly to Honorable Kaula about the issue of the MPDC. Just to say to Honorable Kaula, ever since we had started here, we really haven't, we've tried for the past 3 years or so to have a permanent DG. It is just that the DG, his contract ended end of August. So we have had an acting DG in essence for the past 2 months. I hear what Mamu Kaula says, and we know it's not an ideal situation. We shouldn't be having an acting DG at all. But the situation is beyond us, but the department is working to clarify that and make sure that all that will be done, the post will be advertised. But we needed to make sure that at least Honorable Kaula knows that we've had an activity for the past 2 months, not forever. Now, thank you so much. I just wanted to share with the department, I actually love the interest and the excitement around the activities of the department. Just to say, Chair, I hope that FTPG will share with you the contact details of who to talk to, because at EZCOM Museum right now, there is an exhibition that is currently on, a very important exhibition that we had opened when we were there for the midterm budget review. And I really would like the portfolio committee members to take time
to go and watch that exhibition. It will be there until September, I think, next year. But make time to go and see that exhibition. Very important, and it will also give you a clear indication what this museum do and how we make sure that we maximize what they are doing. Make time. Don't allow tourists to be the only ones that get access to these things. In Ziko, there's an exhibition there. And on the issue of the netball chair, I hope that the dates are being shared with the portfolio committee, because it's on the 22nd of November, the Diamond Challenge is starting in the countries in Tshwane, where we have the countries that are coming into the country, New Zealand, Australia, just as part of the build-up to the World Cup. And I'm hoping that the department will share the dates with the portfolio committee. So those honorable members that are available can pop in Tshwane and support the Diamond Challenge. The opening is on the 22nd at 12 midnight, but I think it's finishing on the 26th. But also, on the 30th, Honorable Chair, the draw for the World Cup is taking place in East London at the ICC, just to make sure that people can understand that this World Cup is really happening. The draw is taking place on the 30th at the ICC in East London, and we really, I personally think that it would be nice to have some members of the portfolio committee there, because it's in the evening. But I thought it's important that we start, as we talk about making sure that we up the game in terms of popularizing this Netball World Cup, we also make sure that honorable members are part of it, in essence, not only when we feel like it. All the events we must share with you so that you can decide and share when are you available to be part of those. Thank you so much, Chair.
We know, Deputy Minister, now you even taking the responsibility of the administration. Let me especially thank honorable members about the questions, about the contribution of honorable members to our department, that where we are seeing gaps, the department must assess our input and look at our contributions. But also thank you, AM, by leading this delegation. When we are together, we are becoming to get exactly what is the mandate of the department, what is the department is doing. But you know what, AM? This thing of invitations from from your offices, sometimes the office do remember us, sometimes not. I've seen you one other day, there was something here in the Iziko. You know, sometimes even if we are not going to be granted permission, maybe because of the plenaries. But if we throw the invitations, we may not attend all of the invitations, but if you are having an invitation in the committee to the office of the chairperson, we have always indicated is saying that those who can, even if one not granted the permission, but this thing of not being invited, it was once discussed in this committee. This thing of Iziko was, there was an event, I'm not talking about me, but some of us who are here in Western Cape because of the other deployments. But no one did share that invitation, PM. And now we are talking about all these dates. I'm suspecting that the department must worker of the department. And the reality is that we don't have a budget of the all over. I can go, you can go, you cannot go. We are pleading that as from today, there is a office, we have a secretariat. And the secretariat, if they are not getting the approval, members who are in Gauteng, members who are residing in each of these provinces, they, because they do have interest, they can go and support the work of the department. On those words, these contribution, these questions, and even this last one, they are not a destructive criticism, a constructive criticism to the department, and that you must improve the communication with your committee. Let me take this opportunity to thank the department led by Deputy Minister, to thank honorable members, to thank our staff. You know, these people who are behind scenes, we are nothing without money. Some, they don't even get punches because of the nature that they are working for this committee. We do appreciate your work. We don't have Sundays, we don't have a weekend. I'm closing this meeting, honorable members.
Excuse me, Chair.
Mama Kaula
has
a
hand up, Chair.
No, it's closed the meeting now.
Thanks,
Chair. Listen, Mama Kaula. In future, we need to know how the committee is operating. When now we're giving a department and we're giving a closure, we must try to raise the standard in time. But let me give you my code.
Thank you very much, Chair. And you thank Banga, Chair, because I'm going to introduce my network. No, Chair, you learn and you learn, you can try, like, it's the OTM. We have done, the portfolio committee, SDL and SDO, Amasport, Amaculture, God is taught when we do as invitee. Lendo is convinced of Spuela Panzan, and no man can be a beggar and a good time with chair or dress than him. Then it would be Emla, who depends me to the first minister. Our brother would not, we was not happy. Then to you, the healer, Joba, that the girl told you, I see, I'm not department on the bed anywhere. Lati izi nukhoza, kodwa thina sikakhawuthola lana ufakele ngabe siyakhona sisonke siyobuka sifunde sibheke nezinto esikhuluma ngazo ukuze uma sinuyabheka sukwazi ukukhuluma ngento esiyile sayibuka sayisila sabona ubuhle bayo nobububi bayo. Mina ngiyaxola the ukuthi njengoba bekhuluma ngo-World Cup akungagcini ngoba kukhulunywa la asibe yiparty and parcel. Wazo zonke lezi zinto eyithinta lomnyango lona ngoba yilakho sigcina sesinenkinga. Ngiyabonga Chair ngesikhathi sakho.
Masibonge, siyabonga mama. Iphuzu lakho lisivakele business wena ubethele sipikile ngempela sekuzwakele. Honorable members, the M&M Heritage, thank you so much. Our staff, the meeting is closed.
Thank you so much.
I nearly asked, I was not sure about this thing, number 15, parliamentary, it's people who are assisting you, but I'm asking them when I've already
finished. Yes,
Okay. Honorable members, these are minutes that are presented in front of us. Yes, Honorable Mashungozi.
Your minutes, Jefferson. For sure, the committee was concerned about Mr. Nyatela's questions that were not being answered. And of course, the minutes being the record of what actually transpired on the day of the talks and the debates. These minutes are not reflective of the fact that the committee also mentioned about the slow response that prompted Mr. Nyatela to write those non-stop, rightfully so, looking for answers. Can it be recorded as well, Chairperson? Thank you.
Can you go to that point of Mr. Nyatela in the minutes, and then you must factor what the Honorable Mashingosni is saying.
Lord Chair, we were including the Chair, the comments made by Mr. Mashingosni.
Thank you.
Chairperson?
Sorry to interrupt, Chairperson.
Yeah, on that point that was raised now, I think we must also take cognizance of the minutes of the 25th of October, where we in detail discussed the National Arts Council itself. I somewhere have read an apology, I think it is the previous minutes, I'm not sure where, I will try to find it. But I think yes, that point was raised. As member, of course, he is saying, but I think it was also covered in maybe in the previous minutes or in this minutes.
Yes.
I don't see it in this minutes, but I think it was raised. But I think on that point, Chief, on page 3, I don't know where we are now. I think I have no problem with the content of the minute itself. I just wanted to afterwards. Just discuss on a process and dates that we need, that this committee must talk about going forward, that came out of the minutes of today. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Danish. Any other correction or input, Honourable Members? There is not going up with the minutes. Thank you, Honourable Members. Can now ask the Honourable Members to adopt the minutes with the corrections and additions, Honourable Zond?
Yes, Chair. With all those additions, I propose that we take the minutes.
Thank you, Honourable Stone, Honourable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I second on the proposal of adoption of the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Members.
I'm happy the minutes is approved. I wanted to just to make sure that we, that this committee do follow up on the on your introduction in this minutes, where you raised the point about the meeting between the Department of National Arts Council, the Public Protector, and the remedial actions with the NAC that you have raised, and I also saw now in the previous minutes that there was one of the remedial points was a letter of an apology that had to be written, I think, by the NAC. That is the one thing, Chairperson, for going out of the minutes, I think we need to just focus on setting this date to have this meeting, the date itself and the process. And then the other point was the complaint against member Slongo. I think in the minutes it says here on page 3 that the committee decided we want to know the content, so we got the letter so that this committee can decide. And I think I have raised that the committee and the NAC have this meeting to discuss with Mr. Slongo the complaint that we received. And I would like us to conclude on this matter before we go on the recess. There's two meetings. So that we can conclude on this business. Thank you, Chairperson.
The issues which are raised, you raise them. I don't know whether you are saying the minutes are not correct because the minutes are already adopted. Can I reflect?
The minutes are correct. I'm just. Sorry, Chairperson.
Okay.
The minute is correct. As a board, I'm proposing that we do that we action this minute out of the minute and we just leave it.
Yes, I was going to get it there that we have actioned the minute, Honourable Dennis. As you are sitting here, as we agreed that first and foremost, as this committee, we need the information in all of those people whom we are calling. If you still remember, we said, let's first, as the committee, get all this information and then read and process. That's my understanding. And as I'm speaking here, we are actioning, maybe I failed to give that report, but this is a very important issue that you are talking about actioning. That discussion is being actioned. One, I've asked the secretariat to get the information, NAC, get information to all those people just mentioned. And then I was thinking the understanding of the committee is that immediately that we all have that information as a committee, we must not start to call these people. We must be finished in order that we must be factual what we want these people to come. We know that we want that they must talk about the remittance or whatever. And I'm suspecting we are correct that in our program, we must get a space to come back. But as I'm sitting here, I must reflect that the legal department of the parliament also want all the information, and we know the way that they are working. Also, as I'm sitting here, we are not yet getting all the what we call the information. Maybe coming the next meeting, we are giving the old secretariat that they must give us how far are they. And you are right, the action, it must be reported in the committee. It must not as if nothing is happening. Thank you for that miscommunication, Honorable Dennis. We are on it. We are all collectively want this thing must be come to an end with all the information that is needed. Thank you, Honorable Members. Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Because if you didn't mention the action, it was to other members who will be reflected as if my office and secretariat, they are not doing anything. They are collecting to all people who are being mentioned. We want that meeting firstly as this committee to be given and to read and then take this decision informed, not going to ask questions in the very same meeting. We want them to respond and then that those responses must come to us. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you, Chairperson.
You are one member that with the procedures and process, you always remind us. Thank you so much. Honorable members, have a long day of this coming week until Friday. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you to all the staff and colleagues. A lovely afternoon.
Thank you,
Chairperson. Thank you, colleagues.